From Yoga Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, happiness curators, and those interested in tools, tips, and secrets coming from the wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda. You are on Friday's Relaxations, and at the end of the practice, may peace be in your every step. Here you will find Monday's meditations, Tuesday's episodic series, Friday's relaxations. But for now, the practice of relaxation begins. Caring for our past is a vital component to care for our future. Not to covet it or keep it secret, nor to laudate it and pride it around, but to care for it as our own history. Do you recall the day, dot, dot, dot? And it can often feel very unpretty, messy, even unforgiving, and a lot of the time unrequested. Sometimes those moments were dreamed of, desired, worked hard for with blood and sweat, and screamed for, wanted and hoped, and nothing but nothing comes for all of it. But it is all there, to be cared for. Sure, we can call it unpretty, until we see it as just one expression of our past that has made us how we are now, which is perfect. Perfect in this moment. And the more we can see our imperfections, the more we realize they aren't imperfect at all. They are just a part of our formula. Our past, no matter how hard it is to believe, comes with us wherever we go. We don't need to lean onto it, nor do we need to seek too far in the future to get away from it. But we can just allow it to reside within us as a part of our growth, a part of our future self. And certainly when we look into others' lives, we see all the gifts, all the, quote, luckiness they may have, unquote. They have or do not have, and we can wish and dream and crave and desire what is not even our own, all the while thinning our own personal truth, because we don't want to see the lush garden we have planted because of our past. We just keep turning to look to the barren north winds where the moss grows because of the shade. But should we glance to the south, we will see the Irish bee blossom bombs are ready to flower. Your blossoms, parts of yourself that are waiting to flower from all your support of the past. And as we do this, taking steps out of the past, but letting it remain drip by drip with us, so our present becomes more vital. Not someone else's reality. This is your reality. This is non-stealing. It is asteya. It is loving all you are and knowing you are enough. All you are doing and all you want to do, not waiting for someone to tell you your next move to change your world. You know what it is. But will you step to the north or to the south? To step into the unknown is to step into the wilds of the unforgotten lands of life, or to step into the comfort of what we know and remain for another while just as we are. We only have this moment. Are you here? Thank you for joining me. I'm heading south.